Chapter 6. Questions and Answers. Wednesday, October 6th. Captain Oldenburg and Mrs. O'Neill were in my office at 9 o'clock. Mrs. O'Neill was wearing a very fashionable black jacket and skirt with a white blouse. Maybe she did her shopping on Fifth Avenue. Oldenburg was dressed in an ugly brown suit with an orange tie, clothes that had been in fashion sometime during the last century. Before Oldenburg started questioning Mrs. O'Neill, I told him what I knew about Patrick O'Neill. I was trying to show the captain that O'Neill was just a good ordinary guy, not a murderer. As I see it, Patrick O'Neill could be in the middle of something very dangerous, I began. So far, we have no clear idea of what that might be. We can't be sure if the key to this case is Ocean Star, or something that happened between O'Neill and Steinman, or both. Let's move on to O'Neill the person. We have a happily married family man who's worked for the same employer for over 10 years. In that time, he's risen to be second in his department. He's given years of his life to the firm. Also, he has no criminal history. Oldenburg started to question Mrs. O'Neill. As I thought, his main interest was the argument between O'Neill and Steinman.
"Mrs. O'Neill," said Oldenburg, "I was told at Ocean Star that your husband and Steinman argued on Friday before they both disappeared. We don't know what it was about, but people heard Mr. O'Neill shouting. Would you say they worked well together?"
"It was never easy for Patrick," she replied. "Steinman pushed people hard. Second best was never good enough for him. I can't say Patrick liked him, but he did his work as well as he could."
2 years ago, your husband had the chance to become the department head, but Lorraine Houston brought in Steinman. How did your husband feel about this?" asked Oldenburg.
"At the time, he was angry, but he learned to accept what had happened. Life has to go on,"
Mrs. O'Neill replied. "Could you think of anybody who would want to kill Steinman?" Oldenburg asked her.
"No," she replied. "Okay, so he's not the nicest of guys, but that's no reason for murder."
"Your husband was paying money to Steinman. Do you have any idea why?" Oldenburg went on.
"None at all,"
Mrs. O'Neill replied. Oldenburg continued with questions about the angry email, which Mrs. O'Neill answered patiently. At last, he said, "One more thing, Mrs. O'Neill. Would you agree to a search of your house?"
"I guess I have to,"
she replied, and handed him her keys.
"Go ahead and do it."
"Thanks," he said. "If I'm going to get any further with this case, I must find him. Will you call him?"
Mrs. O'Neill looked him straight in the eyes and said,
"That's impossible. Patrick only calls me from payphones."
"Patrick O'Neill is wanted for murder," Oldenburg said. "And if you, Marley, or you, Mrs. O'Neill, know where he is and refuse to tell me, that's a crime. You could both find yourselves in jail."
Mrs. O'Neill looked angrily at Oldenburg. If looks could kill, he would be a dead man. After Oldenburg had left the building, Mrs. O'Neill started to cry.
"I'm sure Patrick has nothing to do with Steinman's murder," she said. "But what if the police don't believe me? And what if the people who killed Steinman go after Patrick next?"
"I will find him, I promise you," I said. "But you must be careful. When you get back to Julia's apartment, stay inside, okay? Stella, could you call a cab for Mrs. O'Neill?"
When Mrs. O'Neill had left, I organized some help from an old friend who used to be a policeman like myself. A guy who was as useful as 10 NYPD officers. Joe Blaney. He'd taught me more about staying alive on the streets of Manhattan than you could ever learn at police academy. He's the sort of person you needed if there was going to be trouble. And he knew how to use a gun. I last carried a gun when I was a New York cop. I haven't carried one since, and haven't wanted to. But there are times when one is necessary. I picked up the phone. Joe, I have work for you. It could be dangerous, so bring a gun. A missing person's in danger, and we're gonna find him. Come to East 43rd Street with your car. As soon as you can.